Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday, the 21st of April, 2017. We are going to be going into the book of Malachi today. Actually, three chapters in the Hebrew, but they have made it four chapters in the English. So I will be taking care of that when we get to that fourth chapter. There are some things that you should know about Malachi before we get started. First of all, Malachi 4401 is from 4397 Malak, from an unused root meaning dispatch as a messenger, specifically from Yahweh. All right, it means dispatch as a messenger. It is not the name of a person or a pseudonym for Ezra, but a title. It is a title. The actual author of this book is not known. This book was written after the temple was rebuilt, when abuses to the sacrificial system had crept in, and divorces and mixed-race marriages were in large number. It starts off plainly stating Yahweh's hatred for Esau. The Edomites had crept in and masqueraded as sons of Jacob, and that still occurs today. They are the pretenders. They say they are of Yehuda, but are not, but do lie. They are the synagogue of Satan. Pay particular attention to verse 3:6, chapter 3, verse 6, and it means Yahweh's laws have not passed away, nor will they. Now, men have changed their observance of them, but the law of Yahweh itself has not changed. They have tried to do away with the law and say it's nailed to the cross, but it's not. Only the sacrificial part of the Levitical priesthood for remission of sins is gone. Yeshua changed all of that, but the rest of the Torah stands. So let me get a drink of water and clear my pipes, and we'll get right in to the book of Malachi. nice ice water. I have sinus and bronchial problems again this morning. It's very damp here. It's been raining for days. So if I have to pause to cough or clear my nasal passages, I'll mute the mic and ask that you bear with me on that. Chapter 1, verse 1 of the book of Malachi, the book of the messenger. Okay. The prophetic utterance, that's 4853, of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi, that by the messenger, 4401. Verse 2, pay attention to this. I have loved you, says Yahweh, yet you say, he's speaking to Israel, wherein have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Says Yahweh, yet I loved Jacob. Verse 3. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the jackals, 8568, of the wilderness, 4057. And chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, you can reference Romans, chapter 9, verse 13. And chapter 1, verses 2 through 5, you can reference Isaiah 34, verses 5 through 17, and 63, verses 1 through 6. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 49, verses 7 through 22. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 25, verses 12 through 14. And chapter 35, verses 1 through 15. The book of Amos, chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. And the entire book of Obadiah. So there. Verse 4. Because Edom says, we are beaten down, that's 7567, but we will return and build the ruins. In other words, rebuild the ruins. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will tear down, 2040. And they shall call them the border of wickedness. And the people against whom Yahweh has indignation, 2194, until eternity, 5769. So you hear that, you Edomites out there? Yahweh hates you. And I hate you too, because my Father in heaven hates you. And if you are his enemy, you are my enemy and the enemy of all Israel. And your time is coming to an end. Praise Yahweh. Verse 5. And your eyes shall see, and you shall say, Yahweh will be magnified, 1431, from the border of Israel. Verse 6. A son honors his father, and a slave his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? 4172 says Yahweh of hosts to you, O priests that despise, 959, my name, and you say, wherein have we despised your name? Verse 7. You bring polluted, 1351, bread to my altar, and you say, wherein have we desecrated? 1351. Another use for that. In that you say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. 959. Verse 8. And you can reference Deuteronomy 15:21. For verse 8, pardon me for just a second. This has to do with improper sacrifices here. Animals for sacrifice that are not perfect. Verse 8, and if you bring the blind, 5787, for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you bring the lame, 6455, and sick, 2470, is it not evil? Offer it now to your governor, 6346. Will he be pleased with you, 7521, or lift up your face? That means be gracious to you, says Yahweh of hosts. These are animals with blemishes, okay? They were never to be sacrificed to Yahweh. Only perfect animals. Like I said, Deuteronomy 15, verse 21, verse 9. And now, please beseech El that he will be gracious to us. This has been by your means. Will he lift up your face? Says Yahweh of hosts. And El means God. It's number 410 in your Strong's numbers. Verse 10. Who even among you would shut the doors? Neither do you light a fire on my altar for no purpose. I have no delight in you, says Yahweh of hosts. Neither will I accept a grain offering from your hand. That's the afternoon. Offering, the grain offering, the minka, literally means a gift. And he's just ignoring their sacrifices because they're doing all these horrible things. This race mixing and apostasy, and the second temple's built, and they've already fallen away. Verse 11. Because from the rising of the sun until its going down, my name shall be great among the nations, and in every place incense shall be brought to my name, and a pure grain offering, because my name shall be great among the nations, says Yahweh of hosts. But when they were doing these bad sacrifices, etc., etc., they were profaning his name, because they were sacrifices were in his name at his house, his temple. And like I said, they were doing all the stuff that Yahweh didn't want. I had to cough there. Verse 12. But you have profaned it in that you say the table of Yahweh is desecrated, 1351, and the fruit of it, 5108, his food, 400, contemptible. These priests were doing wrong. They weren't going by the Aharonic code to Yahweh. Verse 13. You said also, behold, what a weariness it's Tala'a. Now that is either 4972 or 8513 for weariness. It's the same. Strong duplicated that with two different numbers. Same word, same root. And when they says you have sniffed at it, that means in contempt. Like, and you brought that which was taken by force, 1497, that's as stolen, and the lame and the sick, thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says Yahweh? You didn't offer stolen goods to Yahweh. That's the product of sin. You took from your herd or flock a pure animal without blemish, and you offered it as an offering because of your reverence to Yahweh. Well, they weren't doing that. They had stolen stuff. And they had lame animals and sick animals. Blind animals, those were not fit for sacrifice. Verse 14. But cursed, 779, be the cheat, 5230, which has in his flock a male, that would be a first born male, and vows, 5087. And sacrifices unto Yahweh Let's stop right here. That was altered by the scribes to Adonai. They took out the holy name and put in Adonai. I have restored the holy name. And sacrifices unto Yahweh, a corrupt thing, 7843. In other words, this guy's got a perfect animal in his flock, but he brings something that is not perfect, a corrupt animal. Because I am a great king, says Yahweh of hosts, and my name is awesome, 3372, among the nations. Now, 3372 can mean fearful, or held in awe, or awesome. It has multiple uses, but there's a connotation of great power and fearfulness in the holy name. So that's... here we go to chapter 2, talking to the priests again, verse 1. And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. Verse 2. If you will not hear, and if you will not put it upon your heart to give glory to my name, says Yahweh of hosts, I will send a curse, 3994, Me'era, in the Hebrew, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse, 779, that's Arar, your blessings, 1293. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not put it upon your heart. In other words, they were insincere. Verse 3. Behold, I will rebuke, 1605, your seed, 2233. In other words, prevent your harvest. Your crops won't grow. And spread dung upon your faces, the dung of your festival sacrifice. That's 2282. And it is only used here in this way in verse 3 of chapter 2 of Malachi and in Psalms 118:27. There's only two uses of this in entire scripture. And the dung of your festival sacrifice, and one shall take you away with it. They carried away the dung. Well, they're going to carry them away like dung. Ooh. Verse 4, and you can reference Numbers chapter 3, verses 11 through 13 for this verse. And you shall know that I have sent this commandment, 4, 6, 8, 7, to you, that my covenant might be with Levi, or Lewi, there's two pronunciations, says Yahweh of hosts, the Levites, okay? Verse 5, my covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the reverence, 4172, by which he revered, 3372 again, me, revered me, and from the presence of my name he was put in awe, 2865. And verse 5, you can reference Numbers 25, verse 12. Verse 6, the teachings, 8451, that's Torah, the teachings of truth, 571, was in his mouth. In other words, the priests then taught the truth. And injustice, 5766, was not found in his speech, 8193. Unlike the priests he was speaking to then, they were not teaching truth. And they were not teaching justice like the false pastors we have today. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, 4:3-4, and turned many away from iniquity, 5:7-1. That was the job of the priest, to teach righteousness and to exhort the people to righteousness. I need a little water here. I'm getting a little dry and crackly. Verse 7. Because the priest's lips should keep knowledge. In other words, he should teach. And they should seek the teachings from his mouth. Because he is a messenger. 4:3-7. That's Malach. That's like the title of this book, the book of the messenger. Malach, Malachi. He is a messenger of Yahweh of hosts. He brought the word of Yahweh to the people. That's what the priest was supposed to do. But these priests that he is reviling here have not. They are not doing priestly things. They're doing evil. And he says so here, verse 8. But you have departed, 5:4-3, that's to turn away, turn aside, or apostatize. That's sur, S-U-R. But you have departed from the way of Yahweh. You have caused many to stumble, 3:7-2, at the teachings. You have corrupted, 7:8-3, the covenant of Levi. Says Yahweh of hosts. False teachers. Well, what do we have today? Corrupting the scriptures, teaching false doctrine, the commandments of men, instead of the word of Yahweh. Universalism and all that liberal, libtard nonsense. That's what we've got today. See the analogy? Verse 9. Therefore, I have also made you contemptible and humiliated before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways, but have lifted up persons in the law. In other words, you've shown partiality toward the rich and people that can give you a bribe. That's what he's saying right here. Well, that's the same thing we have today. Okay. Verse 10. Now this is what the people are saying. Have we not all one Father? Has not one El, that's God, referring to Yahweh, has not one El created us? Why do we deal treacherously, 8:9-8, every man against his kinsman, by profaning, 24:90, the covenant of our ancestors? Verse 11, Yehuda has dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, because Yehuda has profaned the holiness of Yahweh, which he loved, and has married the daughter, 13:23, of a racially alien, 5:2-6, El, 4:10. A local pagan deity. Racially alien is Nikar, as foreign god of the land. Verse 12. Yahweh will cut off the man that does this. And cut off means to cut off his life. rousing up, 5782, testimony, 6030, or an answer, from the tents of Jacob. And he that brings a grain offering to Yahweh of hosts. In other words, the one that would bring a grain offering to Yahweh of hosts is a faithful worshiper. And he's going to rouse up testimony against that alien God worshiper from the tents of Jacob and from the true worshipers of Yahweh. Verse 13. And this you have done again, covering the altar of Yahweh with tears, 1832, with weeping, 106.5, and with crying out, 603, insomuch that he does not regard the grain offering anymore or receive it with goodwill from your hand. Because their lifestyle is so bad, even their offerings he's going to refuse. He's going to ignore them. Verse 14, yet you say, why? Because Yahweh has been witness, 5749, between you and the wife of your youth, 5271, against whom you have dealt treacherously, yet she is your companion, 2278, and the wife of your covenant. This speaks of the divorce. They've been fooling around on the wife that they married when they were young and have not been faithful to her. And the women are crying out and complaining. The old man's cheating on them and not taking care of them. The wife of your covenant. That's the marriage covenant. Verse 15. And did he not make one? Yet he had the remnant of the Spirit. And why one? That he might seek a divine seed line. This is Yahweh seeking a divine seed line, the holy seed, Israel. Therefore, take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. In other words, don't commit adultery. Don't wreck that marriage. And also the wife of his youth, the one that they were married to, when they were young, there's an ironclad covenant before Yahweh there. And if she hasn't committed adultery, he has no right to send her away. That's what Yeshua Messiah said. He clarified this in the New Testament. Verse 16. Because Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, says that he hates, 8130, sending away, 7971, as divorce. That's shalak. For one covers violence, 2555, with his garment, 3830, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. And verse 16 that I just read, you can reference Matthew chapter 5, verse 31, and chapter 19, verses 4 through 9. Verse 17, you have wearied, 3021, Yahweh with your words. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied? When you say, everyone that does evil is good in the sight of Yahweh, and he delights in them. Or, where is the Elohim of justice? That's the God of justice. Where is the, you know, where is he? Being contemptuous of Yahweh. Man, That was a tough chapter. The author of this book really laid into these people. Now we're going to get into chapter 3 here. And in the Hebrew, chapter 3 is all there is left. Now they have split this chapter at verse 19 of chapter 3, they have started a fourth chapter in the English, only in the English. But it is chapter 3 in the Hebrew. So let's get into this here. Verse 1. And you can reference Matthew chapter 11, verse 10. I'm going slow so you can write this down. Mark chapter 1, verse 2. Luke chapter 1, verse 76, and chapter 7, verse 27. All right, this verse speaks of the Messiah. Okay, this is a messianic verse. Behold, I will send my messenger, 4397 again, and he shall prepare the way before me. Okay, that would be John the Baptist. And the Lord, 113, that's Adon, whom you seek, shall suddenly, 6597, come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. That's the Messiah. Behold, he shall come, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 2, and you can reference the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 11. And the book of Revelations, chapter 6, verse 17, verse 2. But who may endure the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's, 6884, fire, and like fuller's, 3526, that's kabas, one who washes clothing. Like fuller's soap, 1287. Verse 3, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier, 2891, of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Lewi and refine them as gold and silver, that they may bring to Yahweh a grain offering in righteousness. Tzedakah. Verse 4. Then shall the grain offering of Yehuda and Jerusalem be pleasing, 6149, to Yahweh, as in the days of old, as in former years. Verse 5. And I will come near to you to do judgment, and I will be a swift, 4116, that's mahar, as to hasten, witness against the sorcerers, 3784, that's kashefim, swearers, 7650, Shabayim, literally to to seven oneself. Okay? That's to bind oneself by seven things. And against those that extort, 6231, the hireling, 7916, of his wages, 7939. The widow and the fatherless child, people that do extortion on the poor, and that turn aside justice, 5186, for the sojourner. That's a temporary resident, one passing through the land, or an Israelite returning from a journey. You know, a sojourner can be either. And fear me not, says Yahweh of hosts. Now, here is a very important verse. This is verse 6, and you can reference the book of Sirach and the Apocrypha, chapter 48, verse 10. Verse 6 here. Pay attention to this. This debunks a lot of the nonsense that these churches. So all of this has passed away. Okay, listen to this. Because I am Yahweh, I do not, 3808, change, 8138. Lo Shana. I do not change. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not brought to an end. That's Kalah 3615. That means destroyed here. Because he made a covenant with Israel. Verse 7. Even from the days of your ancestors, you have turned aside, 5493, from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? In other words, how can we return? Well, we can return, brothers and sisters, by being obedient to his commandments. You can start right now. Keep his Sabbaths, keep his feasts, keep his laws, keep your seed line pure. Here's verse 8. Now, I have used the Hebrew in this verse because 6906 has varied meanings, and I will explain it when I am done with verse 8 and verse 9 in which this word is used. Will an Adam, speaking to the people of Adam, Kaaba, 6906, Elohim, yet you have Kaaba, me. But you say, wherein have we Kaaba, you? In tithes, 4643, and offerings. Now, let me read verse 9, and then I'll go into the explanation of this word. Verse 9, you are cursed, 779, with a curse, 3994, because you have Kaaba, me, this whole nation. All right, now Kaaba, the King James Version has robbed me. The Syriac has circumvent. The prior verse has turning aside, turning away. That is 5493. When it is translated to verse 8 and 9, circumvent means to keep back tithes. They have been circumventing the law of tithing. You're supposed to give Yahweh a tenth. Well, they weren't doing it. They were going around the law, turning aside the law. So there's the explanation of the word Kaaba. Rob does not seem appropriate in that verse. Let's go on to verse 10. And in verse 10, you can reference Leviticus 27, verse 30, the book of Numbers, chapter 18, verses 21 through 24, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 6, and chapter 14, verses 22 through 29, and the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse 12. Continuing on about tithes, verse 10. Bring you all the tithes into the house of treasures, that's Yahweh's treasure hold, that there may be food in my house to feed the priest and to put the bread before Yahweh, and test, 974, test me now through this, says Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open the sluices of the sky, 699, sluices, and pour out, 7324, a blessing until there is no sufficiency. There's no sufficient room for the rain. He's going to rain on their crops, and they'll bloom and blossom and be great. And I will rebuke, verse 11, I will rebuke, 1605, the devourer, 398, that's a swarm of locusts, for your sakes, and he shall not ruin the fruits of your ground. In other words, the locusts won't come in and eat everything. Neither shall your vine show barrenness, 7921, in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. He's going to prosper their crop. Verse 12, and all nations shall call you blessed, 833. And that can mean call happy as well. But here it's call you blessed, because the blessings of Yahweh will be upon them. Because you shall be a delightful, 2656, land, says Yahweh of hosts. This is all pending their obedience, okay? You have to be obedient to get this. Verse 13. Your words have been strong against me, says Yahweh. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? Verse 14. You have said, it is in vain, 7723, to serve Elohim. And what profit, because we have kept his ordinances, because we have walked as mourners before Yahweh of hosts. Verse 15, and now we call the proud, 2086, happy. Yea, those that do wickedness, 7564, are built up. Yea, tempters of Elohim escape. That means escape punishment. They're wondering, you know, why should we serve God when he lets these wicked people get away with stuff? And what profit, in other words, Betza, with selfishness as a motive, why, where's our profit? Well, you're not to worship Yahweh to get profit. You're to worship Yahweh to worship Yahweh. Verse 16. Then those that revered Yahweh spoke one man to another, and Yahweh gave attention, 8:7181, and heard it. And a book of memorial record, 2146, was written before him for those that revered Yahweh and that thought of his name. That's the book of life, folks. And the wicked and those that don't worship Yahweh are not going to be written in it. That's what the prior verse and this verse mean when put together. Verse 17, and they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts. In that day when I make my peculiar treasure, 5459, that's Israel, I will have compassion, 2550, upon them as a man has compassion upon his own son that serves him. Now Israel is as a son, and Israel is to serve the Father. And those that don't, well, tough toenails, you're hit. Verse 18, then you shall return, in other words, turn back to Yahweh's worship, and distinguish, in other words, to see, 7200, between the righteous, 6662, and the wicked, 7563. Between he that serves Elohim and he that serves him not. In other words, you'll by their fruits ye shall know them, and you're going to see the people that love Yahweh, and you're going to see the people that don't. We see them today. Now we go into what is called chapter 4. But verse 1 in chapter 4 is 3:19 in the Hebrew. Because, behold, the day comes that shall burn as a firepot, 8:5:7:4, and all the proud, 2:08:6, yea, all that do wickedly shall be as stubble, 7:1:7:9, and the day that comes shall blaze up, 3:8:5:7, Lahat, says Yahweh of hosts, so that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. The proud, the wicked, will be destroyed. It's coming. Don't say you weren't warned, you who mock Yahweh. You that refuse the Redeemer, you Talmud worshipers, you Edomites, you're doomed. Here's verse 2 in the English, and it is 3:20 in the Hebrew. But to you that revere my name shall the Son, 8:1:2:1, that's like the sun in the sky, not sun, S-O-N, S-U-N. The Sun of Righteousness, 6666, arise, 2224, like the sun will arise with healing in his wings. That's healing, 4832, marpe. As spiritual healing. And wings is 3671, kanaf. And that is as a winged sun disc. And you shall go forth and spring about, 6335, as calves, 5695. Of the stall, 4770. That's Marbek. That's stall-fed, fatted calves. Here is verse 3 in the English and chapter 3, verse 21 in the Hebrew. And you shall tread down, 6072, that's trample, the wicked, for they shall be ashes, 665, under the soles, 3709, of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says Yahweh of hosts. In other words, we're going to do vengeance on these Edomite dogs. They're going to get theirs. Verse 4 in the English, verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 22 in the Hebrew. Remember the teachings of Moshe, that's the Torah, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb, for all Israel, statutes and judgments. Remember the Torah. They're not passed away. Here's verse 5 in the English and chapter 3, verse 23 in the Hebrew. And you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 14, and chapter 17, verses 10 through 13. The book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 11 through 13. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 17, and the book of John, chapter 1, verse 21. Important verse here. Behold, verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah, 452, that's Elijah, the prophet before the coming of the great and awesome day of Yahweh. This is verse 6 in the English and chapter 3, verse 24 in the Hebrew, the final verse. And he shall turn, 7725, the heart, 3820, and that is usually read as mind, as the center of thought. Turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. In other words, reunite the families, lest I come and smite the land with a curse. 2674. And verse 2 here, the sun, S-U-N, that's Shemesh, not Ben, 1121, 8121, Shemesh, the son of righteousness, that is the light of righteousness coming with spiritual healing from the Messiah. And Elijah will precede him before the coming of the great and awful day, awesome day. He hasn't come back yet. Elijah, the prophet. They said that was John the Baptist. He has not smashed all the evildoers. Hasn't come yet. They tried to put that on John the Baptist. And he didn't fulfill what was to be done. So it wasn't John the Baptist. That ends Malachi. Now I will be getting into the book of Daniel tomorrow. I will probably do 4 shows on Daniel. Or Monday, pardon me, the 24th. After I finish Daniel, I'm going to shift into a new schedule because I really need some time for my own life and for the production of these shows, and I really need a little more personal time. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I will be doing a repeat of Genesis, starting with the first word-for-word show, and just going on through on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I will be doing reruns. Now I will continue on in the book of Psalms on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and my wake-up call on Thursday will be a new show each week. So in other words, I will cut two shows out and give myself a little more time. I have to copy and print the rest of the Torah is finished as far as hard copy availability. I have to do the prophets now. And that requires some serious hours of work. So I'm going to have to make those hours available for myself, plus other things that I am doing with EFR. I co-host with Eli. I'm going to be getting a second computer, which will be dedicated just to the functions of Eurofolk Radio. I will be helping and getting the programs when we have them all finished to put shows up on archives. We're going to get the archives straightened out. We have just not had enough physical help or money to do these things. Nobody gets paid. Some of the hosts are really hurting financially because they dedicate so much time to Yahweh's service. And we ask that you help us by giving a donation to Eurofolk Radio. There's a donate button on. We have the calendar offer still going on. $20 donation to get the calendar, at least. Put calendar in the message and your mailing address and you'll get your calendar. I love my calendar, my Enoch solar calendar. It's beautiful. Brother Hebert did that and it's marvelous. But we really, truthfully, could use some financial assistance. I hate to do this and sound like some TV preacher, but reality has slapped us upside the head. We've had problems with some of the sites, with archives, and a bunch of things. And we're working feverishly to fix this. That takes time and money. Server time is not free. So donations would be appreciated. They are much needed, believe me. I thank you for your listenership here, and I hope I have done some good in your life, and you have learned something from my teachings here. There is one El, and that is Yahweh, and one Redeemer, and that is Yeshua. And I proclaim that loudly. I will talk to you again on Monday, the 24th, beginning in the book of Daniel. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem.